You know the best way to deal with these kinds of things, Goo?
Give it to me.
These sort of situations, getting Zimper Steinmetz with Guru. You got to own it. You've got to own it.
Yeah.
Elliot Ramos was asked about his manager. He flipped around and turned it on the fans. That's a mistake by a young player. It's something that I hope he'll be able to get past, and I think he's already understood the mistake he made, because before the game yesterday, he said that it was, you know, it was taken out of context, misconstrued. I don't think it was taken out of context. I don't think it was misconstrued. I think it was a mistake. And I think yesterday, him trying to clean it up before the game was an admission of that mistake.
Yeah, and we kind of had fun, because we don't come at you like we're perfect, nor are we, Evan. But the bottom line is, he could have said a whole lot and finessed the situation and just talked about, you know, how he had been playing or whatnot. But to kind of, you know, do a drive-by on the fans, and all they've been doing is paying the prices, showing up through thick and thin, I thought that's where he went wrong. So, again, he went out, hit a home run, also had three strikeouts. But when you're three games under 500 and, you know, this is a season that hasn't gone the way that you wanted, Evan, I kind of wish the youngster would have took more ownage and kind of left the fans out of it. But like you said, he didn't stand on it, so he tried to backtrack. Shout out cornerbacks, but backpedal. So, you know, moving forward, and let me ask you this. Do you buy his finesse game where he tried to kind of back off that?
I do, but it doesn't mean it didn't happen. Mm. Like that's the thing. Mm. Like it's not something that just goes away because you feel sorry about what you said. Like it was in the heat of the moment. You were emotional. You have been feeling a ton of, whether it's pressure or frustration or criticism, all, by the way, fair, because your play's been subpar. He hit his first home run in umpteen days yesterday against the Padres. And the team has just been absolutely reeling for the last couple of months. But if you're trying to defend your manager, there's better ways to go about it. We heard Logan Webb. This is literally what he said in the same article by Scott Osler. Oh, Bob's yelled at us. It's not that he hasn't tried to get us going. Some of the games we played where nothing goes well, no pitch, don't play defense, no hit. We hear about it. It's not like we don't, not like he's saying that's okay. That's not what's happening here. Bob expects us to play a certain brand of baseball, and we just haven't done it plain and simple. That's all he has to say. Because Logan Webb has owned it. Now, the difference to me is that Logan Webb is still pitching well. Logan Webb is, and he hasn't been awesome this year to the point where he, you know, again, still hasn't lost some games.
Got him a win Sunday.
Yes, he did. But that's where I think that Ramos is taking some of his personal frustration with himself and his own play out on the fans. And he's using Bob Melvin as this pivot point to get really what he wants to off his chest.
Yeah, no doubt. And if I was grading Logan Webb's paragraph there or his statement, that would be an A+. That's how you do it. Take accountability. And Evan, at the end of the day, we'll find out moving forward. But does, again, he said it, Ramos, you can't take it back, but do you learn from it? And I got to believe the vitriol, I believe, that was on social media for these comments, even if they were taken out of context or whatever. I heard Scott on, or we heard Scott on, the great Scott Osler with the Morning Joe, Shasky and Spadoni. And, you know, he said it played different, but at the end of the day, Evan, you couldn't take back the words that came out of Ramos's mouth. And that's what you hope he learns from.
No, and the reason why I feel like I know what he's trying to do is because I heard Bob Melvin do it a week before.
Man.
This is the after the finale against the Washington Nationals, where they got shut out. Justin Verlander gets his 35th, 100th K.
Nasty.
And I want you to listen to the question that Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle, by the way, asked Bob Melvin, because he uses it to get into what he actually wants to talk about in the exact same way that I think Ramos uses Scott Osler's question to get into what he wants to address with the fans.
Strikes out the sides, you get 3,500. What did you think of that, and then kind of the rest of his day?
The rest was awful. I mean, we have 40,000 people here. We don't give them anything to root for the entire game other than that. So, unfortunately, that probably is as disappointing a game we've had all year. Back to JV, strikes out the side in the first and has that moment. That was great. But he's got a lot of accomplishments, a lot of stripes.
So the beginning of the question is, you know, like how great of a moment essentially was Justin Verlander's milestone accomplishment, and then what happened after? He didn't even address the JV part of it until midway through the cut because he was so pissed about them getting run out of the building in front of 40,000 people. by the way, who are still showing up to each and every game. These fans are still showing up to Oracle Park. I don't know why. I can't tell you why, because this team's been awful.
Yeah.
They've been terrible to watch.
They're diehards, and I love Susan, but Evan, I was kind of like blown away. Like, my gosh, it kind of reminded you of Kerr when I believe TJD had a good game, and Kerr's like, they got blown out. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, we just let 40,000 people down. So Bob was a real one like that. And I will double back to Ramos and say this, Evan, a guy that I'm a passionate guy. I'll never apologize. But I know what he said and how he, you know, brought the fans in it was totally wrong. But what would you give me if I told you I'm lightweight excited that a Giant player was fed up and had enough? What he said was wrong and who he said it about. But I do love that Ramos, I felt like he was just tired, Evan, fed up, said what he had to say, and went out and led the game off with a homer.
Well, he also walked it back before the game.
I had that sequence wrong, yeah.
But the frustration is not, I don't know, maybe you just like the fire and something you haven't seen from Melvin. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's emotion, but it's channeled in the completely wrong area.
Now, since he's so young, Evan, and he's had success early, that is Ramos, and I'm being real with you, has your opinion changed of Ramos? Do you like him any more or less? That's too strong, or it's just a learning experience for the young guy, that young buck? That's how I'm looking at it.
Well, I think it's going to be a learning experience because within 24 hours, he walked it back. Like, he knew that he stepped in it. And that's something that, again, like, you can go back across every single sport and just time in general and find examples of players who have tried to go after the fans. It doesn't work.
They're like Father Time, almost undefeated.
Ted Williams didn't show up to Fenway for damn near 50 years because he spit at Red Sox fans who booed him and then said in the papers, I would spit at them again.
No,
that's not a battle you can win.
No.
The court of public opinion is undefeated. And I think that Elliot Ramos, he just learned the hard way that the one place you cannot place blame is at the feet of the people who are your paying customer. It's like going to a restaurant. The customer might be an ass. They might be rude, but the customer's always correct.
Shout out Mia. Yeah,
the customer's always right. Even if you wanted to walk out on your job that day, you can't do it.
Man, Evan, that's interesting. And, you know, it just has you thinking. And I'm not a part of it. You're not a part of it. But let's just put it right on the table. Brought to you by @CopestControl this Taco Tuesday morning. I'm sorry. All these athletes in today's society that say they don't listen or hear or read, they do, Evan. And I do believe that's what had Ramos hot, because his play hadn't been stellar. People on the shows, people writing have talked about it. Now, he can control the narrative in regard to playing better. You don't give the writers, the talking pundits, guys like us, that fuel to be able to talk about your inept play. But he has been hearing what the streets have been saying, and I think that's what put him in that pissy mood.
What, the fact that he's been playing poorly?
Yeah. No, and he's been hearing about it because people have been calling, talking, and writing about it.
Yeah, but again, that's why I think this is going to be a learning experience, because that's not how you handle frustration.
No, saying it is.
Well, if you perform poorly and the audience lets you know about it, it's like you can just go rip them?
No, not at all. Like, and again, just what you said.
You have to wear it.
I think that was the fuel behind him kind of, I don't want to say losing it, but going off on his tangent. Speaking what he deemed as truth, and he learned a lesson. Hey, you could say what you want. You should have did what Logan Webb said. We've tried everything. This is what I would have did, Evan. My play has just been subpar. It's on me to figure this thing out. Our manager's given us everything, and we still can't figure out. But to go with the fans was this major lesson I think Ramos had. But my point was, I think he's hearing, and it's obvious, about how lackluster he's been along with the team. And I think that was his opportunity to kind of clap back, and it kind of blew up in his face.
One, I do think it's interesting also that you know, we just heard from Melvin, we're giving 40,000 people nothing to cheer about. Logan Webb is saying, Bob's yelled at us. He's kept it to what the article was meant to be about, which is basically, does the clubhouse have Bob Melvin's back? And I think Scott Osler told the morning show as much. Like, that was the intent of his article, is to figure out if this team has been lost, if the manager's lost his clubhouse. And I think everybody's on the same page that that's not the case. And I understand that's what Ramos was trying to do.
Yeah.
But he just turned it in the wrong direction. Like, this is from Matt Chapman last week.
Give it to
him. He said, I feel bad for our fans because they come out here and they support us every single night. They pay their own money to come see us, and we haven't been playing good baseball for them.
Beautiful.
That's how a pro handles things.
No doubt.
That's how he does.
Accountability, Evan.
And again, I don't think it's going to change. Well, I hope it doesn't change the way that people look at Ramos, because I do think that he's still, I think he's a solid ball player. I think he's had a subpar, more than subpar defensive season.
Man.
He's had some blunders. He's made a ton of mistakes. But he's in his second season. He was an all-star as a rookie. He's someone that I still think can be a big part of the Giants, maybe the rest of the season, but obviously into the future. But he's got to learn that the one place you can't place blame is at the feet of the fans.
Yeah, and I got to be careful here, Evan. I really do. I think he learned that lesson, and we'll see moving forward, and hopefully he won't have to answer questions about why the team's not doing this or that. But you talked about the origin, the birth of him last year, parlaying that first half into an all-star, and I'm going to stand on it because I have. He's one of my favorites to watch on this team right now. But in regard to having my manager's back, you got to do what you did, and we know you can't every at-bat. But the bottom line is your play speaks volumes for your manager, not your word. So, again, I'm not saying Logan Webb. He went Bobby Brown. It was his prerogative to say, hey, you know, we're getting yelled at. Don't think we're getting away with stuff. We're not. But the bottom line is Bob has had his players back ad nauseum, and now my message to the players would be you can't do it in the papers. You can't do it on social media. You got to do it with your actions. And last night they got a win 4-3, held on, but three home runs in the first to help you, you know, most nights get that win.
So you didn't like that players are talking about Bob Melvin?
Yeah, I just – for the future – I know it's a different conversation, but for the future – of Bob Melvin, I don't think it bodes well that guys got to come out and say he's getting in our butt or our fanny.
Well, but I think that's an important piece. Like, remember a couple of years ago, we were talking about it before the show when I think it was Baggerly wrote a piece about the turmoil basically going on in Kapler's clubhouse. You got guys who are playing cards instead of going to batting practice or looking at scouting reports. Logan Webb is saying their stuff off.
So it was over then when he said that.
Yeah, and I think that was the whole purpose of this piece, and Scott also was trying to get to the bottom of, is this thing basically out of Bob Melvin's control? Because everyone's been talking, and our show has certainly done it, about whether or not he deserves to have his job next season.
And I'm watching. I know a lot of people think 5.5 is insurmountable, but you can make that up, and I do think he's managing for his job. But if it were me, Evan, I think I've seen enough to where I'm like, you know what? You might need a new voice. What will it hurt? Let's see who Buster Posey deems, worthy of being the next manager. And it looks like it sounds like you're saying to me that it's a good thing that the players are taking up for their manager. But the manager has he can speak too. He has a voice. And I feel like Melvin has failed at every turn in regard to checking somebody, checking Ramos, or checking player A or B when they mess up, you know, like being the good cop, almost like you're not calling anybody out. So it's, I don't know what Buster Posey is thinking, but Evan, I just think it's a bad sign when I got a voice and I can tell you, and Melvin's never, I don't feel like he's done it enough. I've been bad. I haven't been, whatever I'm saying, it's not working. And I just think it's too much of the, you know, of the neighborhood saying, oh no, he's doing a good job. We get disciplined. So we'll see how, when it's all said and done, this season is over, how Buster reads it. Cause that's all that matters.
Well, it's true, but that's the whole crux of the article. Like everyone wants him to flip a spread, or everyone wants him to call a player out, or everyone wants him to scream at somebody or to get mad. They're telling you that's not who he is. He doesn't do that publicly. He does it in the clubhouse.
Right.
He does it behind closed doors. He's not going to scream to the media. He's not going to yell into the mic.
So would you say he's on the hot seat?
Sure. I mean, anytime your team is playing piss poor, but I'm not hearing all these players united against their manager the way that we heard players kind of leak little nuggets out about Gabe Kapler. Like, People may want Bob Melvin gone. I don't hear his players hinting at that whatsoever.
Yeah, but Evan, managers get fired in all sports, even if they don't have a Pessoa problem like Kapler had. His issue was different, and obviously Webb came out and said things need to change around here. It was a wrap. But I'm just saying you can also be fired because you can't get your players focused or to keep them from making bonehead decisions in the field like we've seen from the Giants. So I'm telling you, I don't care what the players are saying. I think it's a bad sign that the players got to speak up and hope that's enough for me to keep my job. And I think Melvin, of course, is on the hot seat.
Okay, so if he's back next year, are you going to be mad about that?
I would be disappointed.
Why?
Because I think this team is flailing, and I think he's a big part of it because he can't identify why they're 3 games under .500 and why they're losing ball games. That's how I feel. I just don't like his personality as a manager. He's not a bad guy, but I think I've seen enough to where enough has happened and transpired, and all we keep hearing is nobody has any answers. And I love what the players are doing, and I'm not saying Ramos and the guys don't like him, Evan, but miss me with, oh, Evan's going to bat for me. The proof is in the pudding. And I think with this payroll and what we've brought, why is this team 3 games under .500? And I think they've taken on the personality of their manager, and they're just like dead men walking.
Well, but isn't this article proof that they don't have the...
To you, it may be, but because somebody wrote it doesn't change my mind. I'm watching the product. I'm watching what they're doing.
Yeah, but Ramos, like, that's the whole reason he's going after the fans is because he is frustrated. He is pissed off. He is fed up.
I think he turned it at the wrong. Yeah.
Who, Ramos?
Yeah. I mean, he's never been called out. Melvin, to his credit, has always had his back, E. So I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not going to, just because the article is written, we don't know what truly is going on. I'm going to still feel the way I do when I watch this team underperform. And they got a win last night. They got one Sunday. We'll see. And to your question, I kept it real with you, would I be mad? That's too strong. I would be disappointed because I don't think Melvin, I mean, you look at what happened in San Diego when he had surplus of talent that last year. And I know there was other stuff happening. But he's just, you asked me, I told you, he's just not my type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I guess I would ask to that, does that mean that Ramos is your type of guy? Because he's fired up and he's pissed off about his situation. It's not going to change him not being able to read a ground ball or not be able to catch a fly ball. I love the way he responded last night. He let off and he hit a home run. And he helped his team win.
3 strikeouts. Well, yeah, I got you.
Well, that was a couple hits. Yeah, that's kind of baseball nowadays.
E, what are you telling me? And I'm just asking, because this article, and it was a great article, was written, does that make you change your view on and I'm asking, on what you thought was going on? Like, I've seen enough from what I think Melvin is not doing with this team to where I feel like if this keeps up and we're under .500 or 2 games over, I think it's time for a new voice.
It absolutely could be. I'm not saying that Buster Posey wouldn't make a choice. Like, just because a player is defensive of his manager doesn't mean that manager is going to keep his job. But, I mean, to me, a lot of times these kind of situations come down to have you lost your clubhouse. And I think that this is an affirmation that he hasn't and that it's more on the players than it does on the manager. Now, Posey might decide that it doesn't really matter. Like, your job is to figure this out and you haven't done it. But to me, I feel like that's we have Chapman, we have Webb, we have even Ramos, and of course he turned it on the fans, which I think is unfair, but we have three pretty prominent players that are all going to bat for their skipper.
Yeah, and Chapman should go to bat because I feel like Melvin's half the reason he got that extension, that contract. They got a relationship. They had one. I get it. So there's loyalty there. But Evan, I guess what I'm not doing a good job of is just telling you I was really disappointed game after game when Melvin and the players were saying we don't have the answers. And Ramos was a part of that.
I got you.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you here today. Stani's going to be back next week. Richie Rich is in Livermore, wants to get into the conversation. What's up, Rich? How we doing?
What's up, fellas?
Richie. Yeah,
I got a bone. What's up, Guru? How you doing, baby?
Hey.
Man, so check it out. I keep hearing you saying but, like he went at the fans, right? You clearly heard Scott this morning say he feels bad they took it out of context, right? Like, Ramos is not the kind of guy. And like Chasky said this morning, all right? Like, you got different races that say things different, and it's reporters' job to take it out of context and give you something to talk about, right? The dude's not like that. So my thing is, like, you compared him just now to a player that spat on someone. That's night and day. That's not even a comparison. You know what I mean? Like, he's just trying to go to bat for the skipper because clearly the skipper ain't doing it the right way and everyone's going after his job. But you're just as guilty as putting it out there in a negative way when he's not being negative. He just says fans are going to fan, right? And like Chaffee said, you got Karen-ass fans. You got crazy fans. You got good fans. I just don't understand why it's being blown up so out of proportion to what it is when the dude didn't even mean it like that. Like, you know what I'm saying, Guru? Like you said, he's just going to bat for the skipper, man. Like, give the guy, cut the guy a break. Like, I think it's just being blown way out of proportion, man. I don't know what you guys think about that, but yeah, that's just my thought.
No,
you know what
I'm
saying?
And I appreciate the love, but I disagree with Rich because, Evan, you talked about it before we started the show, the court of public opinion. And I'm just asking, and I didn't hear Chasky say that this morning. Those words came out of Ramos's mouth. So now do I got to go build a bridge to figure out if I'm okay to judge somebody on what they said and take it those words at face value? I'm not trying to say Ramos is a bad guy. I'm not. I'm just going off of what I thought the SF Gate got from Ramos, and I thought that was over the top.
Well, also, that's not what he was asked about. He wasn't asked about the fans. He was asked about Bob Melvin, and then he steered it back into the fans' field of play. Like, that's all I'm reading, Rich. And you want to know how you should respond to something like that? Here's how. This is Bryce Harper from 2019 after he literally got booed by the Phillies. Here's how you should answer a question like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd do the same thing. I mean, it's not fun to lose, not fun to watch, you know, when you're playing that way. And, you know, 4-2 punches, you know, I'm probably thinking the same thing walking back to the dugout.
That's called accountability.
No doubt.
That's accountability for your actions.
No doubt.
It's one of the reasons why Bryce Harper is beloved in Philadelphia. Because he never, ever puts it on the people that pay money to watch him play. And I know that, look, Bryce Harper is a multi-time MVP. He's a great player. But that's kind of the point. I hear Logan Webb not turning it at fans. He's never done that. Willy Adames, who hasn't even been here for a year, would never go after the fans for his own play. Now, he and Webb have hinted at, you know, Dodgers fans showing up at Giants games.
Which
he would like
loved,
to,
yeah.
He would like to see more Giants fans show out. That's out of their control. But he's not going to fault a Giants fan. I don't believe that Willy Adames is the kind of person that faults Giants fans for booing when he and this team have not played well. And Willy Adames, by the way, had a month-long stretch in July where he hit the crap out of the baseball. He didn't puff his chest and say, look at me, because the team wasn't playing well. Mm. And that's what it's about.
No doubt. And on top of that, again, Evan, you keep pointing out what he was asked and where he took it, and that's the lesson in this. And I do appreciate, and I don't like the fact that Ramos is frustrated, but I deem that as emotion. You know, a couple weeks ago he said he didn't have any answers and he was despondent at his locker, and he probably was, but I like that he was frisky and he had something to say. And I just think the youngster was frustrated and went wrong with what you just said, and he threw the fans in there, and all they've done is come through the turnstile, show up, and look at this club, especially here the last month or two, Evan, and say, this is not Giant baseball.